Hot off the celebrations of their 15th birthday, it's very difficult to remember a life before Google, when searching for information used to start with a scan through the Encyclopedia of Britannica, and then failing that, a trek down to your local library to look through one of those weird microfiche machines.
With James Reynolds. Helping you get more website traffic and make more sales.
Google search, however, has come a long, long way since 1988 when Google was formed. Originally, and for the first 5 years, Google was only able to return data results. However, here in 2013, 15 years later, Google's even able to understand questions you ask of it via your mobile phone and return intelligent answers via the knowledge graph. Not only will it give you the answers to the question you are interested in, but it'll also suggest related topics that are also relevant that you may want to go on and explore. Now, there are plenty of posts out there right now chronicling the last 15 years of Google. So instead of looking back at the past, I thought it might be quite fun to look at some of the future trends of Google and look at some of those new release features which you may not have tried just yet. Now, Google are expanding features of the knowledge graph so that it has more ability to answer more questions and even those questions that don't really have a simple answer. Now, let's use Google's example. Let's say you're on your way to an art gallery. You could take out your mobile phone and ask Google, "Tell me more about impressionist artists." Not really got a simple answer, but what Google will do via knowledge graph is they'll show you various impressionist artists. You can then dive into those individual artists to see examples of their work and collections, but you then may want to go on to look at abstract artists as well. And using the new feature which Google have called filter, you can then click on to abstract artists and explore that topic as well. Another great feature of the knowledge graph is the ability to compare two different items. Let's say, for instance, you want to know how much saturated fat exists in butter compared to perhaps olive oil. You can go to Google and just ask of it, compare butter to olive oil. Google's then going to return you a nice graph of results showing you all of the individual comparison data points for both of those two items. Now, it also works for more abstract things. Perhaps you want to compare planets. Maybe you want to say compare Neptune to Mars. Or perhaps you want to compare dog breeds. Perhaps, I don't know, Chihuahua to Pekingese. Ask these things of Google and you'll also get comparable results. One of the biggest advancements from Google right now is their ability to give you information right at the point when you need it. Using the new Google Now feature, you can ask Google to remind you to go and buy that olive oil when you go to the supermarket. You might say, "Hey Google, remind me to buy olive oil from Spinneys." Just when you're walking in the shop, Google will send you a reminder to go buy that item. This new feature will be available on both Google Search app for iPhone and for iPad coming out in the next few weeks. So there you have it. There are a few developments coming out of the now 15-year-old Google. I'd love to hear what your favorite features of the Google search engine are. Please post your comments beneath this video. This has been James Reynolds with another SEO training tips and news. I'll see you back here again real soon.
To learn how to build a profitable audience for your website, check out Bravo.